Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and you're listening to another episode in our pre-system series with our expert faculty. Today's guest is Glenn Livingston. Welcome, Glenn.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing really good, thank you. Glenn is one of our most popular faculty members by student ranking. He's one of the speakers that I find the most fascinating. In fact, this year, not only is he conducting a workshop, but he's also going to be conducting a general session for the entire group. And we only have two or three people that we give that opportunity to. For those of you that aren't familiar with the system seminar, how it's structured, we're a conference, which means that we have many, many sessions running simultaneously so that people can pick the information that's most important to them. You know, beginners need particular material. Intermediate people need a different kind of material. Advanced people need advanced material. Some people have info businesses. Some people have physical products businesses. Some people use search engines heavily. Some people don't use them at all. So rather than trying to pretend that one method fits all, we present the whole spectrum of internet marketing expertise so that you can customize your education. For those of you who are listening to this call and want to know, hey, is this going to be worth my time, let me give you a quick rundown of what Glenn and I are going to be talking about to see if it's applicable to you. This is definitely the focus here is traffic. You'll see that we go way beyond traffic, but if you're trying to put this into a box quickly to understand it, this is definitely a traffic topic. This will be of particular interest to anybody that's paying for keyword traffic. I mean, I would say this may be one of the most important calls of your life and maybe the most important one of the year, and you could be the judge of that after we finish the call, but this is a very important material for pay-per-click people. It's equally important for people that are doing search engine marketing. So if anything that you do involves keyword research, this is just an essential call for you. Now, if you're in another kind of business and maybe you don't lean so heavily on pay-per-click or search engines, this is still going to be very interesting. And I am not a heavy pay-per-click or SEO person myself, and yet I find the things that Glenn has to talk about extremely important. A lot of, I don't think I'm saying anything original here, but a lot of stuff that you see in the internet marketing education world, we'll call it derivative, which is a nice way of saying it's a copy of something else that somebody else has done. And one of the reasons I like Glenn's work is it really is original, and there's a level of sophistication to it that just makes it hard for anybody else really to talk about it, because nobody else really has a depth of understanding in this particular field that Glenn has. So again, if you're interested in traffic, more traffic for your site, more qualified traffic, getting that traffic at a better price, if you're using SEO, if you're using pay-per-click, this is a must call. But if you're a business person in general, or in an internet marketer, I would definitely strongly consider staying tuned for this entire call. So, Glenn, your professional background is really interesting. Tell us a little about your formal studies and your original professional training and how you found the internet.
Sure. Thanks for the glowing introduction. I'll try to live up to the very kind portrait that you painted of me.
But you know what? Pardon me. Before I go any further, Glenn has some excellent material that's available. I want to give the domain name out right now at the beginning of the call, and I'll give it again at the end. But it's theresearchsystem.com. And if you want, and that's an opt-in. And if you don't want to go through an opt-in process but want to go directly to the material that he has, and by the way, there's a lot of good reasons to opt-in because he offers very good course material for free. But if you want to just get straight to the material, you can go to, is it Get the Research System?
Yeah, if they go to theresearchsystem.com, they'll get an MP3 straight away. That's an MP3 that I did with Perry Marshall, where he interviewed me in a very structured way about the whole methodology, which we probably won't have time to talk about today. And it's followed up by a few more interviews I did with Sharon and some other people in the industry, like Jonathan Mizell and David Bullock and a variety of different perspectives on what it is that I'm doing and how it applies to different aspects of internet marketing. So, and it's free. I like when people take their time and really get to know what I'm doing before they get my course or anything, because it's a this is not something that's one of those instant, you know, improvement types of things. This is a very strategic way of looking at a market, and it draws upon psychology and marketing research and statistics, and it requires that four-letter word called work, and so it's really better when people get the free stuff first. So,
yeah, and so we're going to cover a certain amount of the material on this call, and if that whets somebody's appetite for more, there's a significant amount of additional material available, all for free. And then if after you've experienced all that, then you think, hey, this is something I want to go into, then you're in a good position to make that decision.
Yeah.
And I would say work is a good thing, even though, yeah, for many it is a four-letter word. But the nice thing about work is it eliminates your competition.
It really does.
You can guarantee your competition is not going to want to work. So if you're willing to do a bit of work and learn something new and learn a new way of thinking, you're basically buying yourself a franchise, you know, a little island of your own where you can. And we're going to talk about Glenn's actual experience with this. He's not a theorist. I mean, he does theorize, but he's a practical executor of all these things. He's a practitioner, a marketing practitioner. There's a lot of thought that goes behind the system that he's created. But this is a real thing. This is something that I mean, how many? Last time we spoke, you had a track record of markets entered and markets dominated and/or won.
I've done 14, and then this last year I've been working on developing back ends and taking in some partners and doing that kind of thing. But I guess my claim to fame was that I got into when I went through the whole process that we're describing here. I got into 14 markets without losing any money, and I lost a lot of money before then. Believe me, I'm not a stranger to losing money, I probably because of that pain, I had to develop a system that set up some red flags and really managed risk so that I wouldn't lose money anymore.
so that we can get as much material from this call as possible. Maybe I'll do a quick thumbnail of your background.
Sure.
It's a really important story, I think, for everybody. Glenn's training is in psychology, and you're a PhD in that topic, right, in that field?
Clinical psychology, yeah. Born into a family of 17 psychologists.
That's amazing to me. 17 psychologists in your family, and your degree is in clinical psychology. And then you became interested in business, and you had a business idea, which, you know, looked good. You raised money or put your own money in?
Well, Ken, it was actually more than an idea. It was at the same time as being a clinical psychologist, because I don't have kids and I don't commute, I had married an advertising researcher for the corporate world.
Uh-huh.
And I had taught a class on, I took kind of an advanced graduate class on modeling computer behavior to predict what people do from things that they think.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up consulting for companies like AT&T and Novartis and Lipton, and actually helped name the company Nextel, and had been immersed in the advertising research industry for, 12, 13 years at that time.
Okay.
And Sharon and I decided that, you know, with what we knew about research, that there was a particular part of the research industry, which, by the way, we'd never run before. They were just subcontractors that we had hired. We decided that we would open up a gigantic conference center, and since we had hired more of them than anybody else, that we therefore knew their side of the business better than anybody else, and we took on $150,000 a month of expenses and, you know, built the nicest, most technically advanced, but by the way, one of the first facilities that was equipped to stream video over the internet to its clients, and built it in a location which we didn't research, and just neglected so many things in our own, you know, grandiosity and narcissism about our experience and wisdom that we lost everything we had and more. I mean, we weren't rich, but we had some money, and we wound up probably losing about $2 million altogether, and, you know, we actually won't be done with all that debt until November this year.
Wow.
But it was a It's a very, very painful experience, something I never anticipated I'd go through it. I was successful at everything I'd done before then, and, you know, we were wiped out and on the verge of bankruptcy, and not fun, not fun. So I didn't want to go through that again.
Gotcha. I mean, what a stern wake-up call or reality lesson, a harsh one. But a lot of us have benefited from your experience because it made you really think deeply and, you know, long and deep and seriously about this whole issue of, you know, how do you research an opportunity to make sure it really is an opportunity, so that you're not, when you talk about the word risk management, this is really essential. I mean, everyone likes to paint the rosy picture of, hey, go into the internet marketing arena and do a lot of stuff and the money will flow. But the reality is, no matter what you do, no matter how clever you are, you're going to be investing something, whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's opportunity cost, or all three. And I've never seen anybody that's built a worthwhile internet business that hasn't made a significant investment. Again, it may just be time. You know, someone may bootstrap themselves from nothing to a lot, but that's time. And if you go down, it's very simple. If you go down the wrong road, all that time and money and effort and sweat and hopes and dreams is going to really amount to nothing. So the idea of being able to research intelligently is really, really important. And this has been a theme of what we've been teaching. We don't do it anywhere near as well as Glenn does, but this idea that time spent research, intelligently researching a market, is possibly the most lucrative way you could ever use your time. This has been part of our training since the beginning, and I think it's part of the reason why we do have an unusually large number of success stories from our training, because we're very careful not to just say, hey, here's the tools, hey, go out and see what happens. We're always saying, hey, there's a marketplace out there. Make sure that you're, before you do anything, you get to know that marketplace. And so to jump forward to what you do, Glenn has a very sophisticated and well thought out and thorough way of getting to know marketplaces before you commit massive resources. And as he mentioned a little bit ago in this call, he's proven that now with entering 14 markets and succeeding, making, you know, money-making businesses in all 14. And we're not really talking about, little AdSense websites or things that generate a few bucks when we're talking about these 14 businesses.
Sure. No, you could see a graph on the site if you want to. Of, I think in the first 19 months we got to, went from zero to $30,000 a month pretty quickly.
And was that just in one business?
No, that was across the businesses. Starting out, I launched a little ebook and that pulled in $2,500 a month, and then I launched another one which was doing the same thing, and then I kept doing those type of small projects, and then I took on a bigger project, you know, selling a set of $200 CDs, and then eventually a $500 package, and then a $1,000 package, and so I was probably would have made more if I wasn't so concerned with working out the system and not losing money.
Mm-hmm.
Within 19 months, I was making $30,000 per month in an information product business, largely ebooks and CDs, and established that growth pattern, and then started taking in investors and splitting out into more companies, and I'm not allowed to say what happened after that. But Ken, you know, in the interest of time, I was thinking that it might be good if we talked about specifically how people can use the pay-per-click systems to evaluate their market, even if they are considering an offline campaign. Would that be okay? Can I move to that?
Oh, no, that's great. I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Let's jump right into that.
So here are the core concepts. The first concept is that there's a dramatic difference between keyword intelligence and market intelligence. And most people never think of this. But keyword intelligence is what you can get from keyword research tools. And what's happened on the internet is that there's a lot of obsession about what's the best keyword research tool, and I think that's very important because, you know, having access to the best long-tail keywords and, you know, understanding the most related keywords so you have a comprehensive map of the vocabulary of your market is critical, a critical first step to understanding your market. But what a keyword research tool can never tell you is what's the consumer's mindset? What are they thinking in their head? You know, what's that classical conversation in their head behind every keyword? And I don't know if people realize that there's very frequently a dramatically different conversation going on, a dramatically different mindset going on between very, very similar keywords with very subtle differences.
Can I just elaborate on that a little bit? Because this is real. This is sort of the crux of the whole matter. When most people do keyword research, they look into, okay, how many times has that word or phrase been searched? They do some research and figure out how valuable is that click, and that gives them an estimate of just how well that name may convert. And then they will send that traffic to a particular page where they're requesting some kind of action, and then they start tracking the effectiveness of that particular word. And all this is very good. It's sort of the building blocks of doing a pay-per-click campaign or even an SEO campaign ultimately. But what Glenn's pointing out is those numbers don't give you any insight or into the mind of the searcher. And there's a tremendous amount of financial opportunity available if you go beyond just the raw numbers and say, well, so many people click on this term, it's worth so much, it seems to convert this well in my existing sales system. So, Glenn, let's go back to this subject again, this topic again, because it's so important, of what's going on in the mind of the searcher.
Oh, yeah. So let me give you an example from real life. When I was a psychologist seeing patients, I worked inadvertently wound up specializing working with suicidal adolescents.
Wow.
And it was, I mean, it was, I guess you can say it was God's work. It was also fairly taxing. But there were two different ways that kids might come in and tell me about their suicidal thoughts. One kid might come in and say, hey, doc, I was thinking about killing myself and I wanted to talk to someone about it. And another one might say, I came in because I was afraid I might kill myself. And it sounds like the same presentation. It sounds like the exact same set of keywords. And if you think about if you were doing your keyword research and you saw, you know, thinking about suicide versus afraid of suicide, you might kind of lump those into a, you know, similar thinking about suicide group. But the truth is that they're dramatically different. The kid that was thinking about suicide, well, see, the keyword was thinking. There was still some thought involved. His life hadn't overwhelmed him to the point that he couldn't think anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The person who was afraid of killing themselves was still overwhelmed, and they were in more trouble, and I usually needed to get a support network in place and make sure that I, you know, had a connection with a psychiatrist to hospitalize them if I had to, and you know, get in contact with their friends if I needed to. It was a much more serious situation, and this is obviously not a, you know, lesson on treating suicidal patients, and I don't mean to give advice about that. But it is a dramatic illustration of the difference in mindset between very similar words. And when I started researching on the internet, we'll talk about how you do that in a second. But when I started researching what was actually going on behind keywords on the internet by surveying them, I found very, very similar keywords, like the difference between the word guinea pig and the word guinea pigs, plural. I would find that if I surveyed people about what was on their mind when they were typing in the word guinea pig, I'd get things like, oh, what do they look like and where do they come from and how big do they get? As opposed to typing in the word guinea pigs, plural, I'd get things like, how long do they live? Are they good with kids? Do they bite? And, you know, how do you take care of them?
Mm-hmm.
And now, first of all, from a targeting perspective on the internet, because you can use pay-per-click advertising to drive, to intercept people when they type in specific keywords and drive them to a specific landing page, if you know this, and underscore the fact that you couldn't know this by just looking at the keyword research. You can only do this by getting the market intelligence, by actually surveying them and talking to these people. If you know this and then you land them on entirely different pages, you can address exactly what they're looking for quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that important? Why is it so important to get to people so quickly like that? Because the latest survey that I've seen about what people experience when they search the internet is that they search at least five phrases in trying before they stop searching, which means that they are not finding the exact answer they're looking for at least five times. And when they type in that word and they're searching, they're blitzed by all this information. This is what we can conclude. They're blitzed by all this information that they're finding irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates some, what we psychologists call a discrimination neurosis. It actually drives people a little bit crazy. If you think of yourself, right? If you think of yourself searching.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You're thinking, all this technology, 150 billion searches, all these rocket scientists at Google working, and I can't freaking find what I need.
Right.
And I think part of the reason that people can't find what they need is because there's not enough work going into market intelligence as opposed to keyword intelligence. So you can land people on a page which is exactly what they want. You can take them out of the competitive environment quickly. And then if you're using that page to get them to sign up for an opt-in list or, in some way forge a relationship with you as opposed to trying to sell to them right away, then you made an almost psychic connection with them because nobody else bothered researching exactly what was on their mind. When people feel like you've read their minds, then they want more. They
gotcha.
Want more. Yeah.
They feel understood. And that's probably one of the most attractive characteristics another person can ever have, is that you have the sense that they understand you and what you're looking for and what you're trying to achieve, as opposed to, oh, you searched guinea pig, well, here's the generic guinea pig page. Boom. Hope you like it.
Yep.
If you don't, too bad.
Exactly.
And what you're saying is, well, let's do some research up front and see what precisely people searching that particular word or phrase are looking for, and let's create the landing page so that we meet them exactly where they're looking.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean if you have 2,000 keywords that you're going to have 2,000 landing pages, because there are some keywords that overlap in the customer mindset. And
mm-hmm.
in most markets, if you map out the whole vocabulary of your market and you do this kind of a survey, what you'll find is there are usually a maximum of 6 unique mindsets, sometimes a little more. Usually
mm-hmm.
a maximum of 6 distinct, points of interception that you need to consider. And you can treat those people differently if you really want to maximize the value of that system.
Like, for instance, in the case of the guinea pig example, there are people that just have a vague interest in guinea pigs, and maybe it's almost like an they're using the internet like an encyclopedia. And then there are people who either are very serious about buying a guinea pig, or they already have one, and they're dealing with specific guinea pig problems. So those are, in the guinea pig example, those are two really greatly distinct mindsets.
Right, and that's actually the next part of the value of understanding the whole, I call it the search continuum, and what you just described was how people progress from, a vague initial interest to becoming educated in a market, and it's like a journey up an information mountain for them as they gather the answers to their questions and become ready to make a buying decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a really, really key point that most people don't get, because if you look at the average affiliate marketing advice, the average affiliate marketing advice would say, look, don't try to intercept people when they're just typing in the word guinea pig, because they're not ready to buy. So you're going to spend all this money on clicks, and they're not going to buy from you. They're going to go buy from someone else. What you want to do is intercept them at the end of that continuum when they're typing in where to get a guinea pig or buy a guinea pig or rescue a guinea pig. That's when you want to intercept them, because that's when they're going to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, but because everybody knows that, and because every pay-per-click keyword is its own little market, which with its own unique bid prices, those are the most expensive keywords, and that's where the most competition is. So if you take that strategy, you are de facto building a gigantic competitive wall for yourself, ensuring that your cost per lead is going to be much, much higher than it really needs to be, and I'm really whittling down your chance of a profit. On the other hand, if you survey the entire vocabulary of your market and you learn what people are looking for initially and how they progress up that information mountain, you know, when they want to know what they look like and how to take care of them and do they bite with kids and where do you get a cage and where do you get food, well, you're gonna get the leads much less expensively in the beginning because nobody else is really working hard to understand those people and be their guide, be the obvious expert that takes them up the information mountain. But also, you're going to understand the pathway that they take and all the opportunities to sell to them along that way. So rather than just selling them the guinea pig, you're going to understand how to be the guy that sells them the cage and the food and the book and the video and everything else that they need all along the way.
Excellent. Can I give an analogy that might make this even another way to look at it?
Sure.
The typical affiliate marketer who's following the average affiliate marketing advice says, look, I only want to buy keywords where the guy's in the store, at the counter, and ready to buy. Hey, you know, that makes sense. Why not get somebody at that point? And the point, though, that you're making, Glenn, there is this is not a secret anymore. I mean, maybe 5 years ago, people weren't aware of the differentiation between different keyword phrases and didn't know that there were certain phrases that were indicative of somebody that was ready to buy instantly. Okay, so 5 years ago, that was probably the ultimate strategy if you wanted to, sort of cream the market. But now everybody knows this. Everybody knows that there are certain keyword phrases that indicate somebody that's right there ready to buy. And so because everybody knows it, because it's an auction, the price of those particular keywords has gone up way up. And what you're saying is, and this is really important, and I find a lot of people have, I'm not saying they have trouble with this, but it's just never been pointed out to them how important this is. Buying is a process, and if you think about your own life, you very rarely wake up one morning and say, hey, I need a plasma screen TV and buy one. You go through steps. You start with some vague interest, then you start looking around to see, you know, what the pricing is and what the various options are available. Then you start getting even more detailed into maybe some technical specifications. Then you start looking for price and who's got the best price. So what I'm just making that particular sequence up. It may be somewhat different, but there is a buying sequence. It's not a, hey, there's the product, I'm going to buy it. So the average affiliate marketer or marketer of any kind, they're all bunched up at the end of the sequence, and they're all bidding up those keywords. And what Glenn's doing, which I just is so brilliant, is realizing that you can catch people much earlier in their buying sequence. And there's two benefits to that. There's many benefits. One, if nobody else is there, everybody else is ignoring them. But the other thing that you didn't mention, which I wonder if this is even true or if it's just my perception of it. You're actually, if traffic flow and customer flow and prospect flow is a river, everybody's sort of way down at the mouth of the river, you know, where it's pouring out into the ocean, and you're kind of way upstream, sort of diverting the water before it even gets down to those other marketers.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah, exactly, Ken. Exactly. There's so much more volume at the beginning of that river. And so, you know, there could be 10 times as many people typing in the word guinea pig as there are typing in the word buy a guinea pig, and the traffic could be 10 times less expensive. So you've got many more leads at a much reduced cost. And that's why we say that this is a way of getting more customers for less money and selling more to them,
mm-hmm.
because you're intercepting them at the beginning of the river, you're taking them for the whole journey. You've got a lot more of them, and you've got the opportunity to sell them things at every bank along the way.
Yep.
So there's one more benefit that I want to make sure that I touch on, and then I'll talk a little bit more about the risk estimation, unless I'm interrupting you.
Not at all. No, please.
Okay. There's a very strong benefit here, which some people don't think about. You know, in the search engine optimization game, and I don't pretend to be an expert at that. I'm really an expert at pay-per-click and in marketing research. But if you think about it, if you've mapped out the whole market and you know the language that people use to describe their problems when they're and their concerns when they're typing it into the search engine, and you know all the language that's really behind those shortened phrases, you know, because you know their mindset, if you then go and develop content which matches that language and is also indexed to that language, well, rather than trying to fancifully beat the latest latent semantic indexing algorithm at Google, what you're doing is what Google really wants, which is providing the market with an authoritative, comprehensive set of answers to the problems that they're seeking in their own language. And I don't think that there's a search engine algorithm, I don't think there's an SEO algorithm or a search engine optimization program that's ever going to be able to beat that. And I think that because that's Google's goal is to please their searchers, you know, I can't see how you'd ever be better off than...
This is such a great point. Because, you know, there's so much search engine optimization trickery and, you know, passing fads and techniques that work today and don't work tomorrow. And everybody should just take a step back and look at like Google, which pretty much is the dominant player at this point. How many tens of billions or hundreds of billions of dollars do they have invested in the search business? I mean, it's just massive. How many PhDs and mathematics and cryptography and, you know, physics do they have on the payroll? Thousands of them. Software engineers. And they're all working to do one thing and pretty much one thing only, which is make the searchers happy because that's the source of their revenue. If their searches, the reason they're so successful is searchers are happy. And how do you make searchers happy? I mean, it's so simple. You give them what they want.
Yep.
You know, and so what Glenn's saying, I just want to reemphasize this point because it's so fundamental to everything that's going on the Internet today, is, yeah, you could learn a million and one tricks, which you're going to have to relearn 6 months from now, you know, to trick the search engines, or you could just get really intimate with the mindset of your clients and prospects and give them what they want. And if you're doing that, you almost, I'm not going to say you don't need to know any SEO, but you're so much further ahead, I think, than the person.
You've got a really solid foundation and you're building on rock instead of sand.
There you go. There you go. Google, and here's the bottom line, Google's going to win.
Yep.
You know, somebody, and all Google wants is a good experience for its users. So it's not like this is rocket science in a sense, but I think people that for some, you know, it's sort of human nature. We want to game the system, and it's kind of interesting to learn, you know, how to get it. You know, it's like playing cards or, you know, any other kind of competitive sport. But you know, that I just think that gets old after a while. Why not just give people what they actually are looking for? And take care of their needs as they're presenting their needs, as opposed to, you know, going around the barn to come up with some clever strategy. So
I'm
bringing this up because this is one of the big themes in Internet marketing. You know, do we spend our time trying to parse out the latest Google algorithms so we can figure out how to trick it into giving us position that we may or may not deserve? How about this? How about talking with your customers or researching your customers, surveying them the way Glenn does, and serving them? How about that as a strategy?
Sure.
Sure.
You know, and then when you develop products and services that are valuable to them and you're making those connections, there will always be affiliates and, you know, search engine geeks who can go out and get more traffic for you. You know, if you can pay them more than other people pay because your products match your customer's mindset better, then you really can get all the traffic that you need. You don't have to play that game. So,
but at the beginning of this call, I framed it as a traffic call, but it's certainly much more than that. And this actually is also a conversion call because, you know, as Glenn just pointed out, the more you know and the better you serve, and the more different ways you serve your traffic, the better you're going to be able to monetize the traffic. And this is sort of a Jonathan Mizell, I think, insight from way back He who can pay the most for traffic, because you've monetized it the best, can essentially go out and own all the traffic.
Right. He calls it the unlimited traffic technique, because if you can pay, if everybody else makes a dollar off of a visitor and you make $3,
mm-hmm.
then you can turn around to everybody else and say, I'll pay you $1.50 for your visitors. And
yeah.
all the traffic in that market tilts in your favor.
Yeah. And let's give credit where credit's due. And I know you're a student of Jonathan's. And that I first heard that from Jonathan 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And it's sort of one of those simple insights that we all go, well, yeah, of course. But he was the first one to see that so clearly, and it remains and will probably always be the ultimate traffic strategy, which is to using research and communication and dialogue with your customers, and this is what Glenn excels in, figure out how to serve them best. And by serving them best, if you're clever about it, you'll end up monetizing your customers best. And if you're monetizing them best, you can acquire every traffic source out there. People are rational ultimately, and if they can only make a dollar from their traffic and you can make them $1.50, and they don't have to do any work, all they have to do is point the traffic, I think a lot of people would be glad to point the traffic to you, get in the hammock and receive checks from you, you know.
Yep.
Not a hard one.
Ken, do I have 45 seconds to make one last point?
Please do.
Okay, because there's one critical last point. And I actually, I got the basics of this from Frank Kern initially when I heard him talk about the underachiever system. He talked somewhat about determining whether a particular campaign could be profitable by looking at the percent of people who'd be willing to take a survey on that traffic. And so the short story is you advertise on the word guinea pigs in pay-per-click. They see an advertisement that says, learn everything about guinea pigs. They click on that advertisement. They land on a page that says, I'm writing a book about guinea pigs. If you'll just take my survey, I'll be happy to send you a copy of the book. I just want to make sure I don't leave anything out. But I'm not doing justice to it. But he kind of led me to the idea that, the percent of people willing to do that corresponds to the frustration and interest level in that market. Because if people are finding exactly what they want in the free listings, they're not going to take the time to fill out a survey. They're going to hit the back button and go get what they want. And when you take this to the level of mapping it out across all of your keywords, when you're now doing this survey not on the whole market as a whole, but to individual keywords, you start to wind up with a heat map of that market. And because I'll give you some numbers in my experience, and your experience could vary, but in my experience, if I were to get 10% of the people landing on my page to fill out a 7-question survey, well, if I switch out that survey later on for an opt-in form, twice as many people usually will fill that out. So I usually get 20%. And so I can actually estimate what my cost per lead is going to be on every keyword before I've developed a product, before, I've developed a whole infrastructure for a business. And even one step further than that, if I'm going to sell something that's akin to what other people are selling in the market already,
mm-hmm.
I can usually get 5% of the people who sign up for my opt-in list to buy it.
Gotcha.
There's a lot more involved, but so I can also estimate my cost per sale. And now if you look at your keyword map and you've got a keyword map, you've got an estimated cost per sale across every one of those keywords, and you've got the market intelligence behind every one of those keywords, when you want to roll into that market profitably, you can start with the most likely profitable pathways. You don't have to advertise in every one of the keywords to start with, because the hardest thing to do is to establish your first dollar. If you establish a profitable traffic stream, everything else starts to fall into place.
Yep.
So instead of going into the whole market, you just go into it with a lower volume on the keywords that you've estimated to be most profitable. And these are the reasons why I was able to go into 14 markets. This is why I was able to do what I did, and why I was able to eliminate the risk. And it was a kind of painful, laborious way of figuring out the system, but it's all figured out now, and it's I'm really happy about it.
Excellent. So if you're in a business now and you are either using the Internet or want to use the Internet and you want to spend your money and time and effort and energy wisely, and you're going to get involved in pay-per-click, or even if you're not, even if you're just looking for language you know, that works best for your prospects at various points in their buying cycle, I think it's obvious that what Glenn's doing is something that you just want to get to know more about. I every time I talk with him, I'm newly enthusiastic about this approach. And then the other thing is, if you're looking, this is where this becomes even more interesting. A lot of people are looking for opportunities, or they're looking for niches, or maybe they have half a dozen ideas of niches they might like to go into. How do you pick one? You know, nothing happens. And this is, you know, I counsel a fair number of people about internet marketing issues, and probably the biggest issue, especially for beginners or even sometimes advanced people, is nothing happens until you're in the market doing stuff. So you want to have some way of getting in the game, and this methodology of analyzing keywords beyond the numbers, beyond just how many clicks and what the clicks are worth, but actually establishing a dialogue and getting insight into your market's mind. I mean, this is the most solid way to enter a marketplace, and I think Glenn's experience, you know, in 14 markets profitably, is evidence of that. But you know, I can provide my own evidence too, which is I really honestly feel that market selection, which involves market knowledge, is going to be 80% of your success. And just think of the logic of this. You could be the world's smartest marketer. I mean, the best copywriter, the most shrewd promoter, the best on earth. If you're trying to market to a dead market, or you're using messages that are unresponsive to that market, it doesn't matter how good a marketer you are, how smart you are, how much money you put into it, or how much time you put into it, it won't work. Conversely, if you get to know a marketplace really well, and it is a lively marketplace, you don't necessarily need to be the world's greatest copywriter or the world's biggest holder of internet marketing black belts. You know, you just you're in a market where things aren't moving, things are happening, people are buying, people are inquiring, people are opting in, and all these things you can find out up front with a little mental elbow grease. You'll save yourself tremendous money and time down the line, and most important, you'll be setting yourself up in a very solid way. And I think, as somebody that's been in one product line now for 14 years, that's me, been teaching internet marketing that long, my business has sustained itself, and it continues to sustain itself. It gets bigger every year. This year we might find ourselves getting bigger even faster than we have in recent years. I can testify to the value of getting into a market properly. The dividends, yeah, we all want fast money, obviously. We all have bills to pay that we want to address right now. But if you can take a little time to sort the market out and figure out your place in it and figure out what your clients actually need and want, you'll find yourself not only making money today, but making money tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, and experiencing what I call the snowball effect. You know, the longer you are in business, the more of an attractor your business becomes to the marketplace. You find clients and prospects just coming out of the woodwork who you don't even know how they found you. You just become a force in the marketplace. And I really believe that what Glenn is teaching is the smartest way to get into a market intelligently, so that you can stay in the market and reap the benefits not only today and tomorrow, but for years to come. So Glenn's going to be one of our faculty members. This year he's one of our featured faculty members at System 2008. This will be in Chicago, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. Love to see you there. If you want to learn more, not just learn more about Glenn's work, but actually take these lessons further for free, you can go to theresearchsystem.com, which will allow you to sign up for a series of additional information. And we're talking about content, not some cleverly disguised sales pitch. We're talking about a very meaty series of interviews with experts in the field of internet marketing. If you want to bypass the opt-in process and just go straight to the material, you can go to Get the Research System. So either gettheresearchsystem.com or theresearchsystem.com. Glenn will be one of 25 faculty members this year, and I can't say everybody's at Glenn's level, but we aspire to have every faculty member is a serious practitioner in marketing, not a theorist, not an armchair person, not a ivory tower person, and number two, somebody that's doing something not only at a high level, but is bringing real originality and innovation. In other words, we don't want to be rehashing things that people can get from ebooks. We want to be kind of pushing the state of the art forward. So whether you're a beginner who's trying to find their way in internet marketing, or you're somebody who's been in it for a long time and want to find a way to break out of the pack, I think the system is a great way to do that, and Glenn's material is something that we're very happy to be including in our curriculum. This is our third year now. We've had Glenn as an instructor, and I think what he's doing is integral to what we promote as the best way to be in the internet marketing business today. So, Glenn, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and please, everybody, do take advantage of theresearchsystem.com or gettheresearchsystem.com. It's a remarkable collection of information on Glenn's methods. And, Glenn, we'll see you in Chicago.
I will see you in Chicago. Looking forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.